Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today with a big move coming in the wheat futures. September Kansas City wheat was up 9.25 cents at 6.26 1/4, while Chicago was steady to just slightly positive. December Kansas City up 7 at 6.39 1/4. If you look at the chart, we're still near the contract lows that we met back at the end of January, but we did rally today to close at 6.39 1/4, up 7. The moving average is 6.99, so a lot of people would expect it to go back to around that $7 range if it continues to rally. This time of year, you have a couple things going on. We're wrapping up harvest in the northern hemisphere, so the seasonal tendency of the harvest low could happen right this time of year. And now through the end of the year and into next spring and winter, the market could rally just simply on the seasonal factor. Another factor today was that Taiwan bought some U.S. wheat. That also helped the market here. And then part of the reason why we were a little bit lower on corn and beans was because the weather forecast remains pretty favorable. And we're expecting quite a bit of rains for some of the drier parts of the Midwest next week. And combined with lower temperatures, we should get pretty good pollination and yields just continue to inch higher.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export report for wheat was a bit positive at 801,000 metric tons. The range was 300 to 575. Corn exports, old crop, disappointing. We were expecting 250 to 500. It came in at 173. A new crop, though, was above the end of the range at just over a million metric tons. We're looking for 500,000 to a million. Beans were right in the middle on both old crop and new crop at 187,000 metric tons for old crop. New crop, 1,268,000 metric tons. And the International Grain Council raised its 14-15 global corn estimate by 6 million metric tons up to 969, mostly due to increases in the U.S. The record in 13-14 was 974. So we're right in line on the world level with where we were last year. They also upped the world wheat output by 3 million metric tons up to 702. They raised the world soybean output by 4 million up to 304 versus 282 last year. And then as we wrap up the month of July into the month of August, we're going to see important critical time here for the soybean production. So if any hot weather scare might drive that up. And then we've got that August 12th USDA report in a couple of weeks.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's market, August live cattle down 192 at 157.92. October down 260 at 157.32. August feeder cattle down 235 at 220.67. October down the $3 limit at 221.02. August lean hogs down 112 at 118.02. October down 52 at 103.17. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up 8.75 at 625.75. December up 6.75 at at 6.39. September Chicago wheat up 3 at 5.30 and a quarter. September corn down 4 and 3 quarters at 3.57. December down 4 and a half at 3.67. August soybeans up 4 at 12.24 and a half. September down 2 and a half at 10.99 and 3 quarters. And October cotton down 1.25 at 62.09. December down 1.13 at 62.87. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.